Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Hi, listening friend, welcome to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's December 25th, 2013. Merry, Merry Christmas, everyone. For those of you tuned in, maybe with friends or family members that are visiting, welcome to the Ministry of Great News Radio. This program we call Mark and Friends, and we're broadcasting a special feature all week long called Candlelight Carols. It's the 59th annual concert that takes place at the Moody Memorial Church, involving the four touring music groups from the Moody Bible Institute, which includes the Moody Chorale, the Women's Concert Choir and Handbell, the Men's Collegiate Choir, and the Moody Symphonic Band. I've broken this concert that was recorded live a few weeks ago into five parts, so if you're tuned in on Monday and Tuesday, we'll continue with the special broadcast through Friday. They've put this Candlelight Carols program together in a unique way where there's a little drama taking us back to 1941, and the setting is a live broadcast from the Fulton Street Radio Studios, and it's how old-fashioned radio used to be, where they have all the actors before microphones, they utilize sound effects, and so they'll begin by telling the Christmas story, and there'll be lots of great music in store for you for this edition, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. Merry Christmas again, and let's start with the third in this five-part series of Candlelight Carols, recorded at the Moody Memorial Church in Chicago, recorded live a few weeks ago.
It is a cool evening in the little town of Bethlehem, and the city is a buzz of activity. Caesar Augustus has called for a census in the land, so the city is crowded with travelers from near and far, all trying to get back to their hometowns to be counted. Down one narrow lane, in one small inn, an eclectic group of lodgers has gathered to seek shelter for the night. The innkeeper and his wife are trying to care for their guests as best they can. Their patrons include a merchant, a religious zealot, a young family, and a scribe. Excuse me, pardon me, I have water. Who needs a drink?
Oh, I'm quite the cup at this table. I could use a drink, that's for certain. I didn't dare stop long enough, the roads being as they are. Scared for my life I was. Robbers and thieves around every bend.
I'll have a drink as well, if I may. Over here.
Yes, coming.
Ow, you bumped into me.
Papa.
Excuse me.
Madam, you stepped on my son's hand.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's crowded in here. Too crowded even to walk.
My drink, madam?
Yes. Excuse me.
Daddy, I want a drink.
Water over here, please. For my wife and my boy, too. They're awfully thirsty.
Well, here, you can have what's left, and then I'll go get more. My husband should be coming by with the bread in a moment. You know, we were expecting it to be busy, but we weren't expecting anything like this. You'll have to pardon the delay.
Well, thank you, kind lady.
So where you come from, good sir?
Over Jericho way, not too far. And you?
Sychar, to the north.
Mm.
3 days' journey, and treacherous. I attached myself to another party coming down. I had to leave my business. And for what? To register and consequently pay more of my hard-earned money to Rome?
I understand your complaint. Ugh. In Jericho, there is talk of revolution.
Revolution?
Perhaps you will join us. What is your trade, anyway?
I work in leather. High demand for where we are.
I might have use for you.
We should talk.
Pardon me. Have you seen the innkeeper's wife? I'm looking for a drink.
She was just coming through with water. Oh, just went to get some more. She will return shortly. Join us, sir. There's as much room here as anywhere.
I will. Thank you.
Your name?
Solomon Ben Jacob, a scribe from Hebron.
Ah, peace to you.
Shalom.
Ah, bread. Who's hungry?
As long as it's not
a loaf at this table.
Some for my family, if I might.
Let the boy eat first.
I'm hungry.
Well, here you go.
There's only left.
And some for you, sir.
Thank you kindly.
Solomon, there's someone at the gate. Can you go?
May I help you, sir?
Please, good lady, is there room for one more? Every door is closed on me. I'm traveling alone. I have put one donkey to bed.
As you can see, we are uncomfortably full already.
I can pay a goodly sum, ma'am.
But I think we may have room for just one more and one donkey.
Oh,
yes. Welcome.
Thank you.
Will find a place to rest on the other side of the courtyard.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Would you like some bread?
Yes.
Salome, tell Matthias to tend to the animals and shut the gate.
So
we are full. Too much work in this town.
Stay tuned to find out if anyone else rattles this gate at the little inn of Bethlehem.
Fulton Street Radio.
We take you now to the sweet tones of bells ringing out. Oh come, Emmanuel.
You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. Merry Christmas, everyone. What a glorious day to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I hope you're getting to spend time with family and friends. And if you're home alone, we appreciate you having us a part of your day or evening, knowing that you're never alone because Almighty God, the sovereign creator of the universe, who created you, is right there with you as you call on Him. And even if you don't know Him, He's still pursuing you in a variety of ways. And if you've never entertained that idea that God loves you, let me give you this 800 number because there are trained counselors that would love to talk with you about having a relationship with Almighty God through the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a free 800 call, and these loving people would enjoy talking with you today, even on Christmas. Dial 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. All right, back to Candlelight Carols. You're listening to Great News Radio. Merry Christmas, and God's very best to you.
Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. To God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest to God.
Helen, do you have the final pages of that script?
Most of them. I just have a few more to finish up.
Well, hurry. You're gonna give me a heart attack. Also, do not forget, I need you to read the public service announcement at the end of the next break.
I'll be here, Thomas. Don't worry.
Great. Places, everyone. We're about to go back on air. We're back in 10 seconds. Beginning with the jingles. We're on in 5, 4, 3, 2.
If a book is a must and you're looking to trust for the titles you read and certainly heed,
it's Integrity Publishing.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is the Perry St. Clair Family Hour. And we are continuing with our Christmas special, A Night to Remember, written by our very own Helen St. Clair. In a crowded inn, in the bustling town of Bethlehem, our story continues.
One poor young couple has traveled for 5 long days to reach Bethlehem. They arrive in the city just as the sun is setting. They are weary and dirty and afraid of what it will mean for them to spend the night on the street. They arrive and knock at the gate of the inn just as many of the occupants are getting settled. We are full, can't you see?
Oh, please, good lady. We've tried every inn on this road. We need a place. Just for tonight. We won't cause any trouble.
We are full, I tell you. Press on to Jerusalem. You'll find plenty of lodging there. You can just about make it before dark if you hurry.
Please, good lady. We've come all this way from Nazareth. Bethlehem is our destination. Please don't send us on. I'm not giving up my
house. Is there a problem here?
No.
No, not here.
No.
No, sir.
Get yourself and your lady to an inn. You don't want to be on these streets after dark. I warn you.
Yes, sir.
Too close.
Please, good lady. My wife is with child.
Who brings a pregnant lady all of that way?
I don't know, but I think you should let them in. Who knows those Romans will do anyway?
Yeah, Salome, we don't want any problem with those Romans.
Please, the girl is with child.
We can make some room.
All right. I'll see what we can do. Come in then, quickly.
Thank you. I'm Joseph Ben Jacob.
Well, tie your animal here while we figure out where we're going to put you.
This is Mary.
Thank you for your kindness, sir.
Well, you could see just how crowded we really are.
And it looks as if your babe could arrive at any moment. Is that right?
You may be right, madam. This is my first. I don't really know what to expect.
Lots of pain. And lots of blessing. But privacy is what you need. What about the stable, Simon? Can we put them there?
What it do ya? I mean, it's warm and fairly quiet.
Mary?
That would do us nicely, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, then. Matthias! We need your help! We have to say it in the stable! Bring their donkey!
Christmas tree before it's too late. Buy it now from Kate's
Tree Nursery
in downtown Friendlyville.
We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. And in the meantime, enjoy this traditional Christmas round proclaiming Sing Noel, celebrating the season.
Sing with with heart and voice, hallelujah. Sing Noel, let us celebrate, for to us a child is given. Sing Noel, with your soul rejoice, sing with heart and voice, hallelujah. Sing Noel, let us celebrate, for to us a child is given. Sing Noel, let us
I'm going to jump in now. We have two more broadcasts to complete the 59th annual Candlelight Carols as recorded live at the Moody Memorial Church a few weeks ago. This two-hour concert, I'm breaking into five parts during Mark and Friends, and so there's two more parts tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, to hear the remainder of this two-hour concert. I hope you can join me, and I hope you're being blessed by all the Christmas music that we're airing on our four frequencies to help you enhance not only today Christmas, but this Advent season. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.